first one. Welcome to Coffee with Hannah, Friends and Family. This is a podcast where we're ready to talk about everything that you would over a cup of coffee with your people. So I'm Hannah Carney, and I'm here with my co-host and boyfriend, David Cobb.
Good morning, everybody.
So on the docket for today, our very first episode, let's dig into how we first met. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Okay, perfect. So do you want to start? Because I think I'm the one who made the first move.
You are. yeah, I can jump into that. So a little bit about our meeting. It was, you know, it's what everybody's doing in 2024. We met on the apps. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. So we met on Hinge. And like everybody, you're a little bit cautious. I was going through a time where I wasn't really that interested in the apps. It was just, hey, I'll see if I can see what happens. And
so can I butt in really fast? One of the biggest green flags when I came across David's profile was it was lacking the little green active recently button. So he was very much so not interested, which was some reason a big draw to him, added to his mystery.
I'll take it.
Yeah, but continue.
So I matched with this pretty girl sitting across from me, and you know, I didn't really know what to think at the time. It was, hey, let's see where this can go. And on my profile, I had a little prompt that said, if you can guess what sport I played in college, I'll buy you a drink. You know, why not? And a couple days later, I checked the app and I see that she'd guessed baseball. Well, she was right. And I said, you know what? I'm going to give this girl a chance.
Perfect. Because I was between baseball and hockey. Because I'm like, this guy's from Michigan. Hockey makes more sense. He has a hockey type of build, maybe. Like, he's pretty solid.
Had some long hair at the time.
So thank the Lord I chose baseball. Oh, shoot, I said, I'm going to do that all the time. Just, you guys are my friends and family, so you already know this. So,
Ums the favorite word. There it is.
Again.
I'll start counting.
I'm going to edit all of this out, just so you all know. Eventually, once I learn how to edit. So, our first date was, you know, to go get said free drink from said first date Hinge man. But that date very quickly turned into a very fun multiple hour shebang, and we absolutely hit it off, and we found a sweet little speakeasy in Detroit in the middle of all of that. So it was a good night.
So leading up to all this, we didn't call each other. This was a big staple for me. If I was going on any type of online date, I always called the person.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, there was some blind trust going on between the both of us. Both of us didn't even think that we were going to go on this date. We were so hungover. Sorry, family. We were so hungover from the night before partying. We said we were texting each other the next day, the day of our said date. And we were like, oh man, I don't know how I'm feeling right now. This is an evening date. I kind of just want to stay at home, not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, I mean, we hadn't called, we hadn't FaceTimed anything, but we both mustered up the courage and said, you know what? Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out. So Hannah ends up coming over to my place, which was about a 40-minute drive at the time.
Once again, a little stupid, ladies. I would not recommend for obvious reasons.
And
but blind trust.
She comes on over, and we end up just hitting it off immediately. She comes up for a hug. I went in for a hug. She was wearing a big old poofy jacket, which honestly recommend. Any lady going out there, get the poofy jacket. Any guy's going to like it. But she hops in my car, and we head down to Detroit. And from there, I said, hey, I've got a cool spot for us. It's called the Brakeman in Detroit. If nobody's ever been, get yourself a ticket into Detroit. You don't really need one. But the Brakeman is a unique experience. You get to walk in and you buy tokens for your drinks. This can be for a cocktail, a wine, red or white. They've got craft beer, absolutely awesome setup, games all over, TVs. It's kind of a young person's hangout, but it's also in a good part of Detroit. They have outdoor seating. We didn't go. It was cold. It was right before the draft.
Mm-hmm.
But we were hanging inside and wanted to show this girl a unique experience. She hadn't been to this bar before, and it's one of my staples down there. So we started hitting it off, just talking about anything and everything on our first date. Yeah. And that's when I knew she could match my energy. I have a little bit of golden retriever energy sometimes.
Big time, big time.
And I just talk. But she matched my energy, and that's when I knew, hey, she can match my eye contact, my energy level. She can talk about random stuff. Let's see where this keeps going. And we were talking about, hey, I don't want this date to end. Where do you want to go next? Started talking about whiskey, and that was a green flag for me. She likes whiskey. That's not heard of.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Carty,
for growing me up on old fashions and whiskey.
Please.
My dad has the best recipe. Okay. Besides the point, we went to the speakeasy in downtown Detroit. I think did we just Google it or something?
Oh, yeah.
It was random as heck. Speakeasies
near me.
Yeah. So we circle this block because speakeasies are, I mean, I need to edit this out too. Similar to the namesake, like, it's going to be hard to find because they're a little bit underground, undercover. And, so we couldn't find the entrance to the speakeasy.
Oh,
it
took us 20 minutes. We were walking in circles.
It was one of my favorite memories, though. Just walking around asking random strangers, hey, do you know where 1942 is? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, 1942.
Perfect. I just dug that out. And finally, somebody's like, yes, I think it's in this Irish pub place. So we walk in. It's a very dingy Irish pub, but there's a guy in a suit kind of off to the corner. So we both kind of look at him like, hey, is it up there? Type of thing. And so yeah, how many? And it's just the two of us. So we get up there, and
mind you, the staircase to heaven, there was about 30 flights of stairs walking up this place.
I forgot about that.
And it was
that.
A massive front door, had some cool calligraphy on it, cool emblems, designs, and then the big massive bodyguard with an iPad. Made him look less scary, but still slightly unapproachable.
But still in a full suit. So we get up there, and it's very much the type of place where, you're asked if you made a reservation. Like, no, we did not. We found you on Google. Do you have a table for two? And the hostess said, yes, but only for an hour or so. Like, you know what? A drink is better than nothing. Let's give this place a try. And we sit down, and we're greeted by the sweetest waitress. She will be somebody that I don't think either one of us will ever forget.
Goes down in our history.
Yes.
Our memory
banks. She was really cool. And so we sit down, and she just let us sit there for 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours.
Oh, we were there for a long while.
It was a very long time. And it's kind of cozy up there. You have the fireplace. You have the nice music. It's very,
eclectic bar, by the way.
It's beautiful. And I guess we could bring in the story of this waitress really fast.
Yeah.
After a few hours, like, you're going to have to get up and go to the bathroom, which is a dreaded, awkward moment on a first date. And so I get up first, do you get up first? Well, either way, when we each get up, the waitress comes over and she asks, is this for an anniversary type of thing to each of us? And we're like, no, we're actually on a first date. And she just acts shocked, and she's like, your chemistry is just so good. I would have never guessed.
Absolutely you guys... dumbfounded that this was a first date. Our chemistry was just being shown to everybody. She said we reminded her of she and her boyfriend who had been dating for 5 years.
Yeah.
She's like, this is actually incredible. I can't believe you're on your first date.
Yeah. But we both didn't know that she came up to us separately and said the same thing to us separately. I think we finally realized that like a month later, right?
Yeah.
It was just a while talking ago. About it. And we're like, wait, she said that to you? Because she manipulated our whole situation.
Oh, yeah. Just to get a good tip, I'm sure. But also the first approach when it was actually you that went to the bathroom first.
I thought so. That checks out.
Yeah. We'd been drinking whiskey, wine, beer all night. We were mixing. Don't recommend. Mm-mm. But she came up to me and started talking about that. And I was like, yeah, things are going really well. I was a little nervous. She goes, why? And I was like, well, it's our first date. Yeah. And she just couldn't believe it. So she actually let us stay there for, I know you just mentioned, about 3 hours. And they had other reservations coming in. I think they turned people away.
Like, she was really sweet.
She was good. But we also did order some food. We felt a little bad.
Yeah.
Like, okay, thank you for letting us stay, but we should probably earn our keep here.
It was good food.
It was good.
I don't remember it very well at that point of the night, but I remember it being great.
It was like a beef stroganoff stew type of meal. Kind of like those five-star restaurants. You don't get a lot of food for the price, so just know going into this will be a little pocketbook check, but absolutely worth it. Really awesome vibes in there. Hate to use the word vibe, but it was cool atmosphere. They had a massive fireplace hidden in the wall. You had to work for it to get there. Just know you're looking for a little tiny Irish bar with a big guy in a suit and an iPad.
Yep, but it's worth it if you can find it. We promise. And we have a bunch more speakeasies on our list still. Absolutely. That is definitely one of our favorite date night things to do.
More to come in these episodes. Speakeasy hunting.
Oh, absolutely. So this podcast also, in addition to us wanting to revolve around a lot of like the first impressions / first meeting stories of friends, friendships, relationships, even family, even though there's not really a first impression there. Just like good memories.
Surprise, I was born.
Yeah, nice to meet you. So that'll of course be a running theme through this show. Yeah.
Absolutely. There's more to come with that. We want to be able to give you suggestions on date nights, where to take your significant other, some cool, whether it's not a speakeasy or a restaurant near Detroit in Michigan, for sure. Just a great way to explore the Great Lakes State and see what a lot of people are missing or new hidden gems.
Yeah, we want to bring our own travel story times and the shenanigans we get up to. So we're going to have a segment all about, I guess, our dates of the week, if you will.
Cool things we're doing. Keep you on your toes.
It'll be fun. Just like fun and silly. So do you want to share what we did this week?
Yeah, I'll kick it off. So we started off with a Costco run. This would have been about a week ago.
Yeah.
And everybody listening, okay, Costco's not a date. Oh, it is. Oh, it's not the way we do it.
Get free samples. He didn't have to pay a dime.
Oh, heck no. I was starving. Great thing. Shopping hungry. You get everything you want and then more.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the free samples, we were getting everything. And we're planning for a party. There's a flannel party that my family throws once a year.
T-minus 6 days, baby. This also got brought up on our very first date. And I've been looking forward to it for over 6 months now. And I cannot believe that, A, I get to participate. And B, it's finally here. Oh, that's crazy.
See, the coolest thing is you only need an invite and a flannel.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to know somebody, and I might be that somebody.
Yeah. How lucky am I? Okay, so date one of the week was Costco for party prep.
Absolutely. And then we went on in. I had to treat her. You know, Costco's not the biggest date destination. So I took her, as in Hannah, to my favorite cider mill, right local here in Fenton. Or I guess it's close to Fenton and Heartland for those local to Michigan. It is called Partialville. It's been around since 1862. Absolutely massive barn that was turned into a cider mill. It sits out in the middle of the country. You're on an off-beaten path road where there is a massive water wheel. There is a waterfall and a little bit of a nature walk while you've got your hot cider and donuts. So
it was perfect. The leaves were falling.
The sun was high. We were getting there when there was no crowd. It was just us and a couple other families. Took her to a little hidden gem there. So again, Partialville Cider Mill over by Spicer's for those that know it. Very different from your Spicer's and Blake's apple orchard.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was not festival-y at all. I'm truly in love with the cider mill culture of Michigan. I can't wait to test out more, even though the season is all too quickly wrapping up. I've already seen 3 Christmas commercials this weekend that were jarring. What else did we do then that night?
That night we ended up heading out to one of our friends' Halloween parties. Yep. It was a costume party. There was about 30, 40 people at this house party. Just absolutely absurd.
Tis the season.
But everybody dressed up, which is the cool thing, right? It's like, hey, we may all be in our mid-20s, early 30s for a lot of people, but we still know how to have a good time. We're dressing up here.
Yeah. And guess who won the costume competition?
Yours truly.
thank you, Garrett, for awarding us the honor.
That $15 Taco Bell gift card will be put to good use, I promise.
If you're listening, you're the best. Shout out. Shout out. Great party. Great choice of winner.
Garrett Collins, shout out for your party.
You're fantastic. So
Crunchwrap Supreme coming your way.
Oh, Lord. I'm still never eaten at Taco Bell. Thanks to my parents.
Blows my mind.
I know, I'm not wild.
They didn't treat you right.
Wild, truly. So, other dates this week. We were just so busy with work. We didn't really have a night this week to just do much. But this weekend was fun. We
this weekend for yeah. Friday, we just had a chill night. We went camping in my front driveway, which was a lot
that
of fun.
Was so
if
fun.
You never have a destination to go to, you've always got a destination to go to. Just go to your
me
house, set up the
creativity.
Camper, hop on in.
Yeah. No, so that was a good core memory. And next weekend is gonna be crazy.
So right now we're just planning for next weekend. A lot of our dates will be pretty chill as we prep for that. But we've got quite a few of my closest friends, you know, 64 to be exact, of my closest friends and family joining ours in the backyard here at the Coff's house. But we are excited for flannel party number 4.
Heck yeah. So that's segment number 1, dates of the week. Check, first one. Second one is things we're loving. So every week we kind of just want to share a little something we're loving. It just occurred to me next week is going to be crazy with these segments, just given all the stories. We might
we'll
just
have
even have
time.
To ditch it. But things we're loving this week, I was just loving how into Halloween people have gotten this year. I feel like everybody, I don't know if it's the election stress or what's going on, but I feel like everybody just directed all of their creative energy to Halloween. Do you agree?
Yeah, I would say
so. It was so fun.
There's more Halloween lights, more decorations. The only thing on the flip side is I feel that there's less trick-or-treaters.
Yes.
There's more people into Halloween, but less kids getting out there. And I don't know if COVID's to blame, all the COVID babies.
No.
I don't know what'd be the reason behind it, but we had to get creative just to pass out a couple bags of candy this year.
Yep. We went more for trunk-or-treat vibe after sitting on the front porch for an hour with no kids coming by.
One kid in a Batman costume. Thank you, kid. Shout out to you. You made our night.
He did. Yep, so that's what I'm loving this week. Do you have anything? How's your tar shampoo journey going?
I'm not talking
Do you want to talk about your, it can be a thing you're loving.
We are not talking about tar shampoo.
Yet? Are you loving it yet?
There is no shout out for
really
tar
bad.
Shampoo this week.
It smells
we'll
so bad.
We'll talk about that next week. But this week, what am I loving? I'm loving the end of fall. As much as I do truly love the fall season, it has become way too short here in Michigan. It used to be a 2-month gig. You're lucky if you get true 3 to 4 weeks now. So that is something that I'm not loving, but I love the fact that I'm still getting to experience it right now. The falling leaves, the crisp crunch under your feet. Come on. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. You go out of your way for that.
Yeah. The smell, just everything about it.
It hits. That's all I'm loving this week. You know, just being able to spend some time with family prepping for this party. It's kind of the whole, you know, don't just love the destination and the end game. Love the process and the experience. It's fun just being able to hang with Hannah, my family, enjoy setting up for this big old party that my family loves to throw. And we think a lot of you out there would like to come to this. So we'll keep it going as long as the coughs are happy and ready to roll. But
we'll rake those acorns just for you.
Yeah. By the way, we raked thousands of acorns this year. You're welcome, everybody, just to make sure we are not slipping and falling when things get it going next week. But
yep. Is it the most interesting podcast in the world? Speakeasies and acorn raking. That sums up our relationship pretty dang well.
In a nutshell, at least for this week, there's a lot more to come. We're excited to have a couple of our friend guests coming up in the next few weeks that can be starting to talk about how we met them, the similar experiences, first impressions, interesting facts about them and where they play into our lives. So excited to see where this rolls, but
that was so eloquently said.
Oh, thank
you.
Wow,
that was
thank
beautiful.
You. I was
summary.
Practicing in the mirror for about 18 minutes.
We didn't even know we were going to be doing this today.
No.
We wanted to, but we both were very aware that we were just not going to get around to it, just with everything coming up. But this is it. Now we have to do it every week.
Surprise.
Every single week. Crazy.
So we're excited to see how this turns out. We've got a lot of good things, a lot of cool things planned for you in the next coming weeks, next sessions. Who we're talking to, especially my co-star here, Hannah Carney, a little bit more about her life and her journey, how she got to Michigan. We'll walk through that.
Oh, that could be fun.
And then a little bit about myself. Just let you know more in-depth things maybe you didn't know. Excited to share.
Talk about more about baseball and college.
Baseball, and football.
Crazy story times, which I'm sure will get brought up with college friends and high school friends and childhood friends and family.
All the goodies.
All the people. All right, guys, I think that wraps it up. The first episode of Coffee with Hannah.
First episode. Lock it in the books. What you can expect is that we'll be releasing these every Sunday morning. So the whole theme is sticking true to coffee and how you can have these conversations. So expect these to be released Sunday mornings. A little bit more to come from Coffee with Hannah.
All right, guys, it's a wrap. Bye.
Bye.